A 3D printer sitting on a folding table in a parking lot is whirring away, making a toy-sized version of a van that's sitting next to an Aventura parking lot. The van is a 2019 version of something many of us knew as kids, a bookmobile. But you can't call this gleaming new vehicle a bookmobile. It's much more.
We are now putting the only mobile library in Ventura County back on the road. This is our 21st century modern day bookmobile. And that's one reason we're calling it the mobile library, to make sure people do understand that this isn't just books. Yes, we are absolutely getting books into the hands of kids and people in rural areas, especially in other areas where they can't come into the library, but it's more than that.
Nancy Schramm is Ventura County's library director.
It also has 12 laptop computers on board. It serves as a Wi-Fi hotspot, so people who do not have access to the internet can access the internet. We're going to do all types of classes and story times for children. We're going to go to special community events. So it's just so much more than the bookmobiles of yesterday that just simply brought the books.
Also in the parking lot next to the van are some pop-up tents and tables. A group of kids from Oxnard's Rio del Sol school is learning about physics and aerodynamics as they make paper airplanes. They use coins as cargo.
I think that we kind of did it wrong, but we're okay.
Micah Chewitt is a Rio del Sol fifth grader.
We're building an airplane. We're trying to put as much cargo we can put in it and see if we can make it glide.
Molly Krill is the library system's new youth services manager. She says the paper airplane project is the type of special program which will be offered when the mobile library visits Ventura County communities.
We'll be doing lots of STEM activities. We'll also be doing lots of art activities. This school, the Rio del Sol School, is a STEAM school, so we were really trying to think of an activity that would pique their interest, something that would allow them to explore physics and aerodynamics.
The 3D printer is also part of the technology with the van. Philip Yoakum is with the library.
We're looking at a Lulzbot Mini 3D printer, and we are printing out a small model of the mobile library. This 3D printer is dedicated for traveling with the mobile library, and the idea behind it is that we are going to offer 3D printing services from the mobile library.
Ventura County Superintendent of Schools Stan Mantu says the van brings a new twist to one of the basic building blocks of education, reading.
It's a key to understanding all things. I accessed the bookmobile when I was a kid, and it did wonders for me. And the fact that we can take this as an extension of our classrooms and our learning to all parts of this county and to underserved populations is just fantastic.
The mobile library is actually a cutting-edge revival of something Ventura County pioneered some 8 decades ago. Library Director Nancy Schramm.
The County of Ventura Library boasts the first ever official bookmobile in the state of California, which was officially started in 1934. But even before that, the librarians in the county system were delivering books on horseback and then by auto. And we operated bookmobiles throughout the years, all the way up until the 1990s. Libraries, unfortunately, saw deep funding cuts, and so the last bookmobile ceased to operate in the 90s.
The $200,000 project was made possible with a mix of donations and grants. The Ventura County Library Foundation raised $100,000. It was matched with $100,000 in federal funds awarded to the library through the state. The van cost $175,000, with the extra $25,000 going to books. Library officials say depending on where the van is headed, it will be filled with children's books, or in some cases, books for older users. In Ventura, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.